Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I hope you all hanging on. And just in case people are just now tuning in, people just missed the first hour, we had the one and only Michael Tubbs coming on. And we got a little bit, we're down some rabbit trails. We got a little bit off the straight up defense offensive program we're wanting to do. We'll probably wrap that up probably in one more show. Because we can only talk about that so much, and then, you know, we can only teach so much, and then it's up to you, we the people. It's up to each individual out there. You have to decide for your own self, for you and your family, how much are you going to take from the beast before you stand up? Are you going to let your kids be taken away from you and taken off and jabbed with some kind of a DNA changing system that turns your children into something else other than what God made them? That's what this is. This new so-called vaccine, it's a messenger system. It's a computer it's a miniature computer operating system that literally changes your genetics. It literally changes who you are. Are you going to let those people come in and take your children, your mother, your grandmother? Are you going to let them come in and take your wife and your daughters off to a camp to be used as sex slaves? That's what's coming. That's exactly what's coming. There's open talk about it. I was just talking about the meeting they had in Bangkok, Thailand last week with Kamala Harris and the head honcho from Red China, Xi Jinping, the head honcho from France, and from all the Asia Pacific countries there. They were meeting. They're talking about enslaving us people, and they said there's going to be a big crisis early in 2023. My question is, how much? How much is your safety? Do you value your safety more than you do your liberty? Are you willing to go in a damn concentration camp and become a male prostitute, a female prostitute? Are you willing to be able to let your family be just exposed to all this crap? Or are you willing to stand up and actually do something? That's what you have to think about. Because you know what? And even if you do all this, they're going to kill you in the long run anyway. Well, people, I got to shut up. That's we talked about stuff like that in the first hour. Now we got to bring my little sister, the one and only Miss Monica Schaefer. How are you doing tonight, baby sister?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Happy to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. About the only person we need to get back now, of course, my sister Nancy's out sick. We need to pray for her. Bless her sweetheart. Now we got to get Gene. In fact, I'm sending Gene out a note today. He said, you know what? He's AWOL. In fact, he's about to go to desert. Once you're been AWOL past 30 days in the Army when I was in, it was considered desertion. And that was the stockade. That was the federal. That was the Army penitentiary. So, Gene, we sent the MPs out after you, dude. You need to come back peaceably, man. But because you don't have to face these big MPs. So anyway, sister Monica, where would you like to start? Because this is the hour, so you're going to kind of lead us right here.
Okay. Well, I did want to talk about a few things Canadian, because we did have these hearings this week about the truckers' convoy and our wonderful Prime Minister's response to all that. And I am saying that with a little bit of sarcasm. I'm sure you picked up on that. But before I do that, I'm going to just make a couple of comments from the first hour, which I listened to. And just at the very end, you were all talking about legal stuff. And Michael Tubbs made a very, very good point that, you know, that you don't go and overthrow a government looking at some piece of paper that says, oh, this is legal to do so, and I'm going to do this now. No, but there is a big distinction between legal and lawful. So I just wanted to bring that up, because lawful is not about their blots of toner on paper, which my brother likes to describe these illegitimate legal, you know, literally blots of toner on paper, that's all they are. But lawful is about our God-given rights, our God-given laws, or for people who do not believe in God, that's okay. It's nature's law. These are natural laws, and so they are not necessarily things written on paper. However, the United States of America does have a constitution, which is a very powerful thing. And so I just wanted to bring that up as a follow-up from your excellent first hour there about the lawful versus legal. And my friend Kathleen Dudley, who you did have, we did have her on the Blood River Radio about a year ago, I think.
Yes,
yeah, and last week I was in the courtroom with her virtually, that is, in New Mexico courtroom, because she was on trial for 2 days and experiencing quite a mobbing by her neighbors. And I was witness to that and am working now on supporting her with writing my own affidavit of all the, you know, things that the judge and prosecutor on the other side did that really were unlawful and completely flaunting the Kathleen's constitutional rights. And the judge refused to even confirm the fact that she had sworn, allegiance to the Constitution when she became a judge. And of course she did. Kathleen had that document. But when Kathleen confronted her directly at the very beginning of the trial to confirm that or to affirm that she upholds the Constitution, she just refused to do that. So in effect, the whole thing was null and void. And yet they play by their own rules. They basically, they flaunt. I mean, they make up rules and they break them, but they proved that they turned this into just a business, private enterprise court that is pretending to be legal. And it's not. It's completely unlawful. She did not even affirm her allegiance, or what do you call it, to uphold the Constitution. Could not, which is very strange. I mean, she basically made the whole thing null and void by doing that. That's just something I wanted to bring up as an aside. But I'll pause for a second and let you jump in there.
I'd like to comment on that. You're absolutely right. You know what? What that judge did, she proved in living color that she is not legal, she's not lawful. She proved that she is a part of a criminal cabal because she flaunted the law. She made fun of the fact that the woman, Miss Kathleen, was holding her feet to the fire, saying that she swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. Probably the Constitution of New Mexico has got to be pretty similar to the Constitution of the United States. So what she did, for anybody listening to this show, this broadcast, excuse me, it's not a show, anybody listening, that judge proved that she is a criminal, and she proved that she's a head. She is the judge for a criminal cabal. So my question to our Blood River Radio family is, why would you try to honor that system? Why would you try to obey a quote law, unquote, that system put out? Why would you participate in that system? Why would you not try to work, do everything in your power to get out of that system, to destroy that criminal system, and install instead another government, which we the people hold to be more of subservient to us? Why not? Why do you keep going on? Why do people keep going along with that crap? It's the same way in the state, those states, Miss Monica, it's the same way. It's worse in the feds. I know a person asked in the federal system, a person asked Nancy Pelosi a question about the Constitution. And what she did, she laughed. She said, "Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Are you that stupid? You expect us to go by the Constitution?"
Unbelievable.
She actually said this. What do you think about that, Rand? What do you got anything to say about that, Rand?
I'd like to comment. You're right. These judges, they no longer, as Monica said, they no longer rule on God's law or natural law, they rule on precedent. And, you know, precedent has slid down south the wrong way over a long period of time. But that's what they go to. They go to previous rulings, and it just slowly deteriorates as they go along. You know, and this is not really about presidents, but, you know, as far as states' rights and federal law, I mean, just an example, like here in the state of Alabama several years ago, the people of the state of Alabama ruled over 80% against same-sex marriage. But you can have one federal judge step in and say, hey, we don't give a rat's flip what the majority of the people of Alabama say. We're fixing, you are fixing to have same-sex marriage in Alabama. And that's how it went, you know. That's absolutely right. We should get back to God's law, because that's what it's all going to be about in the end, is God's law. And that's what I try to go by, is God's law, as best I can.
Well, you know what? The God's law existed long before the Constitution. God's law existed long before the Bible. It was around. This was true. You know,
and
there was,
the Bible says, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. So it should, you know, it shouldn't be changed by man, you know, as we go.
That's true. Well, you know, we're getting ready to go to our first break any second now. But when we, after we come back to this next break, Miss Monica wrote a really, she's a master writer. She wrote a rebuttal to this fellow about a trucker protesting, when the truckers were protesting in Canada. When we come back, we'll get Miss Monica to talk about that. And I would like to tie that in with our folks at Montgomery Bell. So, folks, hang on to your hat. We'll be coming right back after this break.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, welcome to the show, and all you people just tuning in, just in case you don't know what's going on, we have my little sister, Miss Monica Schaefer. She's getting ready to talk about this article that she answered a man. Well, I'll just shut up and let her go to it. Miss Sister Monica, go ahead and set the table. Tell the Blood River Radio family what you're getting ready to discuss now.
Okay, so quite often, and this is a common theme, that we see that there are these alternative media sites that are doing what seems to be a really good job of telling us what's going on, you know, from a different perspective than the mainstream, you know, the lying press and the lying media, the mainstream media. And so there's all these alternative sites that do that, but it seems like most of them our controlled opposition, our gatekeepers. And the one thing that is a recurring theme, and we see it again and again, and especially in the last couple of years during this COVID madness, we kept on seeing these people comparing the evils of those who are foisting this COVID stuff on us, and the clot shot jab and all those things. But they would always bring in something about the quote unquote, the Nazis, or this is just like Hitler, or this is, you know, all these themes just kept recurring. And then I always tried to call them out. And some of them, I think maybe they really hadn't yet come up to speed on that. Okay, fine. Everybody's on a learning curve. But if they repeat these things, or they just carry on, or they ignore your, you know, contacting them about these things, then you know pretty much for sure that they are controlled opposition. So lately, the truckers' convoy in Canada, that has been top story again, because this week there were some hearings. The Deputy Prime Minister and the Prime Minister, and I think a number of others, were up for questioning, and Prime Minister Trudeau was up for quite a few hours when was that, yesterday or the day before? I can't remember now. Being questioned about his response to the truckers' convoy gathering in Ottawa, and how he brought in basically he shut it down violently, and they were just lying through their teeth about what was really happening on the ground, because it was just the most peaceful convoy and peaceful protest ever, yet they were all made out to be terrorists and violent and whatnot. But anyway, there's this guy named Kian Bext from what's the site called? Let me just scroll down here. I've got it up in front of me. He used to be with Rebel News, apparently. This is what I've found out. And then he quit Rebel News. And Rebel News Media, that's Ezra Levant, very Jewish. So that's definitely a controlled opposition site. You know, they bring lots of good stuff, but they are a controlled opposition site run by a Jewish man, Ezra Levant. Anyway, Kian, he broke free of that and has his own thing going. And he does really good stuff. So he called out this, you know, do you remember there was the flag waving incident? This was early on when the truckers descended on Ottawa and gathered there. And right away you heard in the media there was somebody waving a Nazi flag and somebody yes. waving a Confederate flag. Oh my goodness, these evil, evil symbols, you know, like that's how they made it out to be, right? And I mean, yes. it had all the signs of a provocateur, like agent provocateur, right from the beginning. I mean, those of us who have sort of had our eyes open to this for a while, we recognize right away, well, that was a planted, you know, that's a plant doing that on purpose to, you know, smear all the truckers by association. But see, this is all very confusing, because really, what are these flags? They're not that which they are portrayed to be. So this guy, he's rightfully saying that the identity of the individual who waved this so-called racist flag at the Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa was, he was like a crisis actor. This was a guy who was basically put there by the Liberal, maybe has ties to the Liberal Party, I'm not sure, Canadian, you know, but anyway, our opponents. So I wrote a little letter to him and blind copied it to a whole bunch of people. And I told him, you've got it mostly right in your journalism, in which you call out the liars and the fraudsters and the corruption in general. And in particular, the fact that the flag wavers at the Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa were agent provocateurs. That's correct. Those flag wavers were definitely planted there so as to smear the truckers and everyone associated with the convoy. But that was part of an agenda, as you well know. However, when you yourself call them this Nazi and Confederate flags racist, then you are part of the problem. See, I'm reading from my letter to him. You are implying by your choice of words that these flags represent evil. We all know that the word racist is a weaponized word which is meant to portray anyone who notices and objects to the war against white people as evil. And I can carry on. I don't know if you want me to read the rest of it, because it does explain it quite succinctly what's going on here. I say, by your own description of these flags as racist, you are perpetuating older lies, the lies that have been drummed into us about World War II history, the false narrative of the so-called Holocaust, and not to mention the falsehoods taught to us about the American quote-unquote Civil War, which had nothing to do with slavery, but was a war of aggression against the American South, the Confederate States. And these lies are all being reinforced by your own choice of words whilst describing these current events. And I said to them, I challenged him then to please educate yourself about the Holocaust lies and to educate yourself about the true American history. And I offered him my assistance if he'd like to disabuse himself of this lifetime of false programming which we've all been subjected to. I told him I would be happy to help him out with that and point him in the right direction, you know. So anyway, that was my letter, and I'll just pause that for your comments.
Well, I read that letter. I saw your email, and it was a great letter. It was polite yet firm. You didn't use any vulgarity. It was red meat, but what the fellow was trying to do. I think that probably these people waving those flags up there, this very good chance they were probably controlled opposition.
That's been proven. It came out in the hearings. It's not speculation. So what Kian was actually reporting on it, that this was brought out, there was a guy named Brian Fox was this flag bearer, and he's from this crisis communications firm, Enterprise Canada. So this is proven. That is documented. That's not guesswork on our part, Eddie.
Well, what the fellow was trying to do is just would be probably what they call a red herring technique to focus attention to to the reason they say red herring. I think in the old days I won't go into that detail. But anyway, they're trying to distract the people's attention away from the true purpose of this trucker boycott, the trucker protest, you know, by using these symbols up there to stir up hatred. And you did very well. In fact, we have a friend of ours. I won't name him, and he's always coming on. And when you hear him, he'll once in a while apologize where he used to be in the Klan, in the Ku Klux Klan. Well, not me. I'm not in, but I think I'm going to join, because I think they're an honorable situation.
Good for you. That's great.
You know, and I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'll tell people I am the real Nazi.
I love it.
My grandfather. I told the people at Montgomery Bell. My great grandfather was Hermann friggin' Göring. Hermann Göring. So that makes me a blue blood man. But defend it. Well, everybody and his mama knows that all the stuff that's been told about the so-called Nazis, and I've been told that's a slang term, all the lies that have been told about the National Socialist Party in Germany, the same lies they told about the German people, it was all a bunch of stinking lies. You know, we can prove, it's been proved over and over and over again, the so-called Holocaust. The Holocaust never happened. As a matter of fact, the only Holocaust that was perpetuated in Europe, in that part of the world, was done by the Bolsheviks that were controlled by the Jews. We have to, instead of running from these terms, we have to embrace them. I embrace the so-called Nazi flag, the swastika. I embrace the Confederate flag. Because they're honorable. They're honorable. They stand for honorable means. And we've let our enemies, the same old stinking Jew, capture the narrative and control it, because they control the media. And we've got to start, quit running from those symbols. We've got to own them. We've got to take them and neutral them and dispel these lies as best we can. I'm sorry, Miss Monica. I hope I didn't get too carried away and cut you off.
No, I just wanted to add to what you just said. Like, no, I'm not a neo-Nazi, I'm a real Nazi. But you know, here's what my brother said when people are starting to call him these names. He said, Nazi? I'm neo-Nazi? No, I'm a super duper hyper supercharged triple quadruple, you know, Nazi or whatever you want to, like, just embrace these terms. Or if somebody says you're an anti-Semite, we'll say, oh, thank you for noticing. Or say, everybody actually is obligated to be an anti-Semitic once you learn the truth about what's going on. You know, I mean, just embrace these terms. So I totally 100% agree with your attitude towards these terms and pursuing
liberty. Well, I'll sure double down and say yes, it's radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We are learning more about the six victims in this week's shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron is the youngest victim identified. A vigil was held for him at the store Thanksgiving night. Chavez Barron's friend, Joshua Trejo Alvarado, was there and spoke with television station WTKR.
I was hoping everything was a dream until the day he was here standing with me.
Chesapeake police released details of a so-called death note from the gunman, Andre Bing, who was a supervisor at the store. The note was left on his phone. It's unclear how long ago the note was written. Police confirmed that the handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. Bing ultimately was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Heavy rain has triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. One of the victims spoke to Sky News, which provides the translation.
I had three shops all next to each other, selling household appliances, Christmas items. I've lost everything in this tragedy. Who could have known? I don't know what to say. We need help.
Rescuers are being careful with a small bulldozer to pick through the mud as they search for possible victims. Reinforcements, including teams of sniffer dogs, arrived by ferry to help. The Federal Communications Commission is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. The five-member panel unanimously approved the new rules on Friday. It's the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology that began under the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we were just talking during the break, and Miss Monica's going to come back in just a second. But I'd like to just double down what I said. I'm not, you know, a professor or anything, but I've educated myself, and I know what the Lincoln's War Against the South was about. I knew who started. I knew who the culprits were. Pretty much, they were the same ones. They're a progeny of the same ones that started the First World War, and the same ones that started the Second World War. I know that we've been told lies. Everything we've been taught throughout history, just about everything's been a damn lie. You know, well, I know what the lies that were told against the German people. I know they were lies. The same lies. The same people told the same lies against the South and the Southerners, and the same lies against the Confederate battle flag, the honorable Confederate battle flag, and the honorable flag that flew over Germany in the First World War. I take those. I claim those. I neutral those flags. I am in my heart. I am what people would call a Nazi. I know what Adolf Hitler, the Führer, did for the German people. He brought the German people out of this pure starvation. You know, Berlin was the smut capital. Did you know, people, that Berlin was the sexual perversion capital of Europe, if not the world. It was just prostitution was run, not just female, but male prostitution was run wild. Drugs were out of control. People were literally selling their bodies in the streets, you know, for a slice of bread. People were starving to death. They were beat down. They were just days away from starvation. The hell you could not imagine. And when Hitler came in the National Deutsche Socialist Workers Party, whatever, the Nazis, when they came in,
National Socialists. I'm just going to interrupt there. I know that you did mention it, Eddie, about Nazi, and you do understand that that's a slang term, and the slang term was given by a Jew. So I try to stay away from using that term and just spelling it out, not National Socialist. But
National
that's
Socialist,
okay.
Yes.
I don't mean to be disrespectful or, you know, no, you're not. Step on you there, carry on.
I appreciate that. Well, they came to power, and he turned that country. You know what? Adolf Hitler was the Time Magazine Man of the Year. I think not once, but twice. The Time Magazine Man of the Year. Until what? You know what? When he got rid, here's what got him in trouble. I got to make this quick. What got him into trouble, he got rid of that Jew money system. He kicked the central banks out. He took them off. They weren't even on a gold standard. They were on a labor system. They were on a system of currency that was based on a man's labor, man's skilled labor. And you know what? The international Jews could not stand that. If you go back and research, I got to hurry up. The international jury, there's newspapers there. We talked about it on this show several times. The international Jews declared war on Germany way before the first shot was fired. They tried to strangle the miracle that Adolf Hitler and the German socialists brought to bear, the German Socialist Party. They tried to strangle that. They tried to kill it. That's what happened. And so, I mean, what Hitler did and what those Germans did was great. It's the same thing we tried to do in the South, but the same people have tried to stomp us. So I'll say again, I'm a proud Nazi. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a proud Nazi. I have ancestors who came to Germany. I'm a proud Confederate. And so don't like that, to hell with you. So back to you, Miss Monica. I got to shut it down. I'm sorry to get carried away.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah. Judea declared war on Germany 6 weeks after Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. Get that. That's 6 years before World War II started. Judea declared war on Germany. And that was in headlines of newspapers, like mainstream big newspapers. I can't remember which newspapers exactly, but it was in several mainstream big newspapers. Judea declares war on Germany. So yeah, that's who started the war. But anyway, I wanted to tell you this. Sorry, go ahead, Ren.
No, I just want to make a quick comment, if I could, just to interject here a second. This is just, as Eddie said, this is just coming from an old coon hunter from South Central Alabama.
I'm an old coon hunter from Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, it looks like to me that Adolf Hitler tried to stop what is now engulfed the whole world. Would y'all agree with that?
100%.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right on point. Anyway, I just wanted to share you a story with you because we were talking about the Confederate flag. This friend of mine in Germany, he went to attend a talk at a Jewish organization. You know, he wanted to check out what the enemy is saying. So the speaker, he had described the Confederate flag, like I guess for some reason they were talking about the Confederate flag. He described it as a racist flag. So David asked the speaker, how so? Or what do you mean by racist? And what do you understand that term to mean? The answer from this speaker at this Jewish organization was, racism is when white people consider themselves as a cohesive community. He added that the Confederate flag represents white cohesive community, period. That's it. That's what he meant by the Confederate flag is racist. So really, I mean, he's spelling it out. What the Jews don't like, they don't like us to be a cohesive community, but they make this term racist and they paint that, or they make it so that the people, the average person, you know, the normies, let's say, are understanding that to be something really, really evil. Now, how is it evil if we are cohesive with each other? That's
exactly
a question. I'm throwing it out.
There's no group of people in the world more cohesive than the Jews, the Antichrist Jews. And people, I'll throw this out there. I'll say this maybe once every 5 years. I'm not ever going to say I don't hate people. I'm never going to, but don't get me wrong, I'm not racist. I do hate. I most certainly do hate. Christ hated Esau before he was even born. He loved Jacob, but he hated Esau. But listen, we're talking about these Antichrist Jews. If a Jew wants to denounce that old satanic Judaic religion and wants to come to Christ, I'm more power to him. He can get saved. But as long as he stays in this Antichrist, this Christ-killing, Christ-hating religion, this New World Order, Zionist Order religion, yeah, I do hate him. He's our enemy. Because you know why? Because they're trying to kill us. But yes, you know, Rand, before I forget, you're going to explain to people about the Confederate battle flag, brother.
I was just going to say that's the St. Andrew flag. St. Andrew was crucified on a cross. He didn't want to be crucified as Christ was. So they turned it different. And that's where the St. Andrew's flag come from. So that's a Christian flag. I long for the day. You know, it hadn't been that many years that flag flew over the capital of the state of Alabama.
In South Carolina?
It flew over the capital of the state of Alabama in my lifetime. And I long for the years that'll fly again. And, you know, I ride around, I see churches, all these U.S. flags. And what a beautiful sight just to sit back and imagine. If we could just fly that beautiful flag again and be proud of it and be cohesive about it, as y'all mentioned, as white folks. But, you know, they don't want us to be cohesive. And it's not just white folks, y'all. It's white Christians. It's white Christians is their main target on this. And I just like to say everybody should reference Revelation 2:9 and 3:9.
Oh, yes.
Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. That'll nail who these people are. They are imposters. There was a tribe of Judea, and there was the tribes of the Israelites, and they were separate. But most modern-day Christians, and I know I'm kind of getting off track a little bit, going down, as Eddie says, a rabbit chair, but modern-day Christians like to lump them all together, but they were two separate houses. If you don't believe it, read in the last part of Samuel. It may be 2 Samuel. I hadn't got it in front of me, but it's in Samuel, and it points out that there was a tribe of Judea and there was a tribe of the Israelites. They were different. If you don't believe it, look at the scripture and see it. But the imposters come in, and you can go to 2 Chronicles. They were doing scribe work for the Judeans. They had let this evil entity in at that time, way back in 2 Samuel. They were doing the scribe work for them. That is the evil entity, y'all. The imposters that claim to be of Judea and are not.
Well, Rand says right here, like you said, I'm pulling it up. I've read this before. Here's Revelation. You referenced Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. Here we go. This is my trusty King James Bible. Revelation 2:9 says, and this backs up, and you're completely right. Well, I'll read these two quick scriptures when we come back, and then we'll go right back to Miss Monica. People, hang on. We'll be right back. This is, golly, it's our last break. I can't believe it.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, it's incredible as it seems. It seems like the show goes faster and faster and faster. I'm hoping and praying it'll be better. We're supposed to go, people, just to remind you, we're going to our third hour. I've got to get back with Sam. Sam's overloaded. He's really hard to get in touch with, but we've got to send commercials in. We're going to freshen up our commercials a bit, send in another song or two, but hopefully we'll be going to our third hour the first week of January. But anyway, listen, we're talking about solutions on this show. One solution I got, I know a lot of our people were up at Montgomery Bell, I believe it was last weekend, and people, I'm going to throw this challenge out. I'm going to try to be civil about it, but God knows I cannot, for the life of me, I cannot understand why anyone that's supposed to be in the quote movement, unquote, would go trotting up to Montgomery Bell. And these people are supposed to be patriot wise, they're supposed to be Jew wise, they know what the Antichrist Jews are. Yet they're going to go trotting up to Montgomery Bell, put on by none other than the head Jew himself, Jared Taylor. He has this, the American Renaissance up there. And I would like to gently chastise my brothers, every one of them that went up there. You're going, I mean, it's to me, it's schizophrenic. You're talking about, you know, that the Antichrist Jews, you will admit, you'll sit here on the radio and you will say, they control the Congress. They have over 100 that we know of, dual citizenship, mono loyalty citizens in the government. There's about 60 dual citizenship, and they're all Israelis in the Congress, in the Senate. They completely own our bank system. They completely own all the pharmaceutical companies. They're every one of them. They completely run the Center for Disease Control, the FDA. They own everything, the media, the banks. They control every damn thing, and they hate Christians. They hate us. They're all for gun control. They want to disarm us people. They want to tear our borders down. You know, and they'll sit there, and you'll say that, and you'll go trotting up to Montgomery Bell to eat at the King's table up there with this Jew, Jared Taylor, and I'm going to read this one more time. To be, you're absolutely schizophrenic. Your voice is that you're awake. You know what the Jews are, but you're going to go up there and listen to Jared Taylor, and he says this, and he's a Jew lover. He's married to a Jew. Here's what he says. American Renaissance has taken an implicit position on Jews by publishing Jewish authors and inviting Jewish speakers to American Renaissance conferences. It should be clear to anyone that Jews have from the onset been welcome and equal participants in our efforts. As Jared Taylor, he says we should get along with these Jews. We should. It's the blacks are the evil problem. The blacks are not the problem, people. It's these Jews. And if you go up there, you're part of the problem. Save your money from go up there. Send your money to Blood River. Help us fight. What? Stop being mentally ill. I mean, if you have to go to a damn psychiatrist, but you can't, you cannot have it both ways. You cannot be a, you cannot be Jew woke. You cannot be a patriot. You and then go up here and be a Montgomery Bellion, Jared Taylorite. That I just, it just pisses me off. I don't understand how people can be that damn stupid. Anyway, well, go ahead, Red. I'm sorry.
Eddie, if you still got it pulled up at the end of the break, you was going to read Revelation 2:9 and 3:9.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me get that right now. Here it says right here. This is Revelation. I got kind of hot there. I know I'm going to make some enemies, but I don't give a damn if I make enemies. Screw them. Anyway, here we go. Here's Revelation 2:9. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. I'll repeat that. I know the blasphemy of them that say they, which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Okay, well, now we're going to go over here to 3:9. Okay. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep them from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them and to dwell upon the earth. People, I'm just going to say this one more time. I do want to offend people. If that's what it takes to wake you up, but I love my brothers. For God's sakes, I don't understand how you can come and tell me and agree with everything we say on this show about the Antichrist Jews, the Antichrist Jew system, and then go up there. I mean, I've worked. I'm a combat medic. I'm a registered nurse. I'm trauma certified. I've worked in mental hospitals. I've seen schizophrenics. That's schizophrenic behavior, people. And I'll just have to let that rest because I'm sure we'll catch hell over that, but I don't care. I've called hell before, and I kind of like it if you want to know the truth. But go ahead. Back to you, Miss Monica.
That's a pretty hard one to follow up on, Eddie. You were on fire. Go ahead, Ren.
Go ahead. But if you go ahead and read in Revelation, it talks about seven churches. And of those seven churches, only two completely pleased our Father. It was the church of Smyrna and the church of Philadelphia. And you know why they were the only two that completely pleased our Father? Because they preached about who the enemy is. Now let that sink in, brethren. Let that sink in. There was only two of seven that totally pleased our Father, our Savior. And they was because they spoke out against the same people that we hear on Blood River Radio speak out against every Saturday.
Well, I got to ask you a question, Rich. Listen, now, years ago, I thought everybody in the so-called movement, I'm going all the way back to 1959, 1960, when I used to have to fight in the streets once I was a kid. But I used to think everybody was on the same page. We all knew who the enemy was. We all had the exact same purpose. But Rent, does everybody in this movement, the people that go to Montgomery Bell, places like that, do they all have a different agenda? Or are they all just an inch deep and a mile wide? Do they not really give a damn about the real issue? Do they just want to parade around and tell people, oh, your speech was wonderful. Oh, no, your speech was better than mine. Oh, no, your speech was better than mine. What is it? Are they mesmerized? Are they blinded by the devil? Do they really not believe in anything? Or are they just, what the hell is it, Rand? I don't get it, man.
They're mesmerized, Eddie. They've been told about the Jew, the chosen people, especially in the United States. As long as you stick with Israel, the Jews, you know, we ain't got anything to worry about. And that's how they think, y'all, as long as we stick with them. But they don't realize there's an imposter in there that is working against them the whole time. And they can't get past that Jew word. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
And are they in it for money? Rand, are they in it too for money? and for fame. I mean, because you know what? These organizations dwarf us with their budget. But you know what? We'll probably die broke, but we're not going to die. Is some of it money, Ren? I know I got to shut the hell up. I'm drowning you out. Go ahead, son.
For sure, it's ego involved in a lot of it. It's no doubt about it. It's a lot of ego and money and, you know, being the top dog and all that good stuff. But let me say this right here. The people on – you said something, Eddie. You chastise our brethren, and that's what we're supposed to do. Because, look, if we didn't love you, we wouldn't chastise you.
That's right.
Because right here on Blood River Radio, we're going to tell it like it is to the best of our ability. But we do it in love, and it ain't got to be this.
Yes,
it ain't got to
yes.
be this oochie Gucci. All this love, it's a tough love, and that's why
they can call in.
Yeah,
I invite them to call in. Tell them to call in. Tell us where we're wrong. Tell them where I'm wrong. Tell them how I'm wrong about saying they should not go up here trotting off up here to this millionaire Jew lover. But I'm back to you, Rand, and back to Miss Monica.
No, absolutely. I just like to say one thing Monica was talking about earlier, and this is kind of backing way up about the Canada protests and all. The same thing, Miss Monica, the way that the United States, mainstream media has portrayed the protest on January 6th in Washington. I mean, look
yes.
how they portrayed that. Insurrection. Insurrection, my ass. That wasn't no insurrection. They ain't seen a daggum insurrection yet.
It sure as hell hadn't.
But it's coming, brothers and sisters. Go ahead, Miss Monica. We got a
yeah, and I think that just like with the truckers' convoy in Ottawa, the same thing happened at the January 6th event. There, the enemy planted some agents provocateur, right? Like they were doing things that were clearly these were crisis actors, just so that they could make the story, but they could smear everybody and. They imprisoned an awful lot of good people, did they not? Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Y'all were mentioning solutions to Monica was give us some solutions, and Brother Rand, you give us some solutions before we close up. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. I mean, I think the most important thing is awareness and. Just to be aware of what's going on. Like you have to have an accurate world map, you know, a map of what's going on in the world is what I mean by that, sort of a proverbial map. Otherwise you drive off a cliff or you don't reach your destination if you're viewing things through the deceptive lens that the Jews have put in front of us. I mean, that's how they've done this. They've done it by deception. You know, by deception, thou shalt make war. That's the motto of the Mossad, is it not? And so really, the awareness comes first, and then we can take action, then we can make decisions for ourselves. I guess that's the next thing. Then you make decisions for yourselves, such as take your kids out of school, out of the public school system. These are very dangerous places these days for the children. And you can also, like what you talked about in the first hour, take names. And locally, like I think Michael Tubbs was absolutely 100% correct when he said, well, look, okay, we all know the name George Soros and Fauci and all these guys, but we're not going to get near them. But the people locally. So that's really important. Okay, so there's lots of things that people could do. And also people can use their own imaginations. Leafleting is a very good, very effective thing to do just to spread information. But really, it starts with awareness, yourself, educate yourself. And this is a big part of it, Blood River Radio. So I like that you said, listen to Blood River Radio, and I'll pass it over to Rand now.
Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to reiterate on is, you know, you can start off by listening to Blood River Radio. We may not be 100% right, but brothers and sisters, we try to lead our people in the right direction. And I think we do a pretty daggum. I think Eddie and all the people that he brings on here, certainly I'm at the least of those, but I think we do a pretty good job of trying to get our people on the right path. But you know, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, it's a lot to undo, y'all. It's a lot to undo.
Yes. I wasn't going to have you take us out in prayer, but I tell you what, I ran too long. I think my clock's a little bit off, but thank you so much, Sister Monica. Thank you much, Brother Rand. Thank you, Lizzie. And Jay, thank you for making this program run flawlessly. Thank Michael Tubbs, and thank all of our dear Blood River Radio audience. And people, if you can, send us some money in here. Help us out. We're not big. We're not like the Montgomery Bell folks, but we want to go 3 hours. And if well, I think you get more bang for your buck out of Blood River Radio than you do anyplace else. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Good night, everybody.